Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Okay, quick part two this morning on what we were talking about with the colitis. He says that an important study was performed with Crohn's disease patients who had been suffering from severe diarrhea for many years with 20 stools or more per day. The subjects were changed from a high-fat diet to one of low in fat, and this gave relief from the frequent watery stools within 2 to 3 days. Most patients continued to form a solid bowel movement as long as they kept the animal and vegetable fats out of their diet. A person with a functioning, healthy small intestinal intestine reabsorbs the bile secreted from the liver in the last part of the small intestine, called the ileum. In patients with Crohn's disease, this portion of the ileum often is damaged and unable to absorb the bile. Bile continues to flow along the ileum into the large intestine, where it causes irritation and discharge of mucus and water. In these patients, the immediate benefit from a change in diet is in the decrease in bile acids produced by the liver, and as a response to lowering the fat contents of the foods eaten. In addition, the fibers introduced in a plant-based diet bind and neutralize many of the bile acids and absorb free water present in the stool. The benefit of a dietary approach for ulcerative colitis patients are equally dramatic. A large series of patients improved, and many were actually cured of this serious condition simply by removing milk from their diet. Other investigators have approached this problem with the broader therapy of eliminating many sources of common food allergens and have shown great success with their patients with no side effects. Another strong reason to change the diet of someone suffering from inflammatory bowel disease is that the high-fat, high-cholesterol, low-fiber American diet increases the risk of developing cancer of the colon. People with inflammatory bowel diseases are at greater risk than is the average American lucky enough to have a healthy intestinal tract. For a person with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis who must endure pain and diarrhea every day, the option of choosing a simple meal plan is not a difficult one, especially when the penalty for making the occasional mistake of submitting to temptation from a rich repast is so immediately evident. His recommendation, he says, to his patients who are very ill may need to be put on a very simple diet, supplemented with some drugs until the bowel quiets down. As soon as the patient can eat regular foods comfortably, he should be started on a starch-centered diet without wheat or citrus fruits initially. The elimination diet is an extra approach for stubborn cases. So tomorrow, we're going to talk about colon and polyps, and we'll just pick up where we've left off.